Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. The blazing energies of light, unleashed when God said, "Let it be," infusion formed the womb of life, the rain clouds and the raging sea. These parted each to its domain, divided by the vault of sky, untamed and turbulent, unchecked, within them life and death would vie. Those waters clothed our planet home, so terrible and yet so fair, the gift without which all would cease, yet placed so fragile in our care. Both sign and sacrament of life, of love awash, poured out and fresh, engulfing all that sin would spawn, while nurturing life in all the rest. Thus evening came and morning came, that second day when waters burst, both flood and freshness for our world, chaste herald of our second birth. Amen. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from Adonai, who made heaven and earth. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. May God never allow you to stumble. May your guard never sleep. No, God sleeps not nor slumbers. Adonai, Israel's God. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. Adonai is your guard and your shade, standing right there at your side. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. Adonai will guard you from evil. God will guard your soul. Adonai will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. Glory to thee, Abba, and to the Word, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our help comes from Adonai, the maker of heaven and earth. A reading from the letter to the Colossians. May you attain full knowledge of God's will through perfect wisdom and spiritual insight. Then you will lead a life worthy of and pleasing to God in every way. You will multiply good works of every sort and grow in the knowledge of God. By the might of divine glory, you will be endowed with the strength needed to stand fast, even to endure joyfully whatever may come your way. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The whole of creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. The whole of creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Eternal ages praise the greatness of your glory. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. The whole of creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. The foxes have dens, and the birds their nests, but the human one has nowhere to lay his head. Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The foxes have dens, and the birds their nests, but the human one has nowhere to lay his head. Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the millions of women and girls who spend much of their days fetching water for their families, animals, and crops. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who suffer from too much water, from tsunamis and floods, and from the death and destruction, dampness and disease carried in the aftermath. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who hoard water
who waste it or pollute it, forcing others to pay excessively for water that rightfully belongs to all. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those whose bodies, minds, and spirits languish, cut off from the endless flow of God's love, and fleshed in self and others, in all creatures and all of creation. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Creator God, we stand in wonder and awe before your gift of water that brings life and nourishment through streams and rivers, marshes and swamps, lakes, seas, and oceans. We marvel at water's beauty and diversity of forms in dew and mist, rain and snow, hail and ice, humidity, vapor, and steam. As we celebrate the creation and distribution of water on this second day of the week, strengthen our commitment to conserve and share this gift with wisdom and respect. Amen. May the God of all creation bless us with a hunger and thirst for justice. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil, and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.